I'm Steve Vinson.
I'm Paul Schultz.
And this is the Don't Panic Radio Show. Sit back, relax, and ignore the news. Nothing you're about to hear is true.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Good noises. Good noises. Good noises. Good noises. Good noises.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. I am excited to welcome our new listeners because I know we have a lot this week. Because this week I'm calling the "This is the one you want to share" episode. So welcome to our longtime listeners. Welcome to our new listeners. I've had an absolutely fantastic week because it's like the first day of school happened. sort of a retooling of the show happened. I can't wait to get started. How about you? How are things on your end?
It seems like I've had my headphones on all week. So,
is that code for something?
Alas, no.
Brother, I know what you're saying.
That's right.
Sometimes. Man, it seems like I get up in the morning, I got my headphones on. Like at lunchtime, I put my headphones on again. And then by the time I get home from work, man, I can't wait to put my headphones on. Wait, what are we talking about? We're talking about actual headphones?
Yes, actual headphones.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we just recorded a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Thanks once again to my tardiness. I'm feeling good this week, though. I think I'm over whatever it is was going on, and I'm ready to put a few shows in a row together, mm-hmm. Which means you're going to have your headphones on a lot in the coming weeks.
That's what Daddy likes.
To explain what this show is going to be about today, we have created a new segment, which we are going to call for now, Name That Movie, because we can't think of a better name. I'm sure Paul will think of a better one at some point between now and the end of the show. And our listeners, hey, if you guys have an idea for once you've heard it, if you have an idea for the name of it, name it. If you like it, we'll do it again. I think it's going to be a hit right out of the gate. And if you are a longtime listener, we're about to start that segment in just a minute. And so feel free to share this episode with your friends and tell them, okay, I know you don't know these guys, but just give the first 20 minutes a shot and you're going to love it. And if you don't love it, it's like when you set up your friends, you know, you're like, hey, you two are single. Why don't you have a date? And then they don't have fun at the date. Then they both blame you. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That never worked well for me.
Well, in any case, we're going to jump right into it. So this is a little segment we like to call whatever we're going to call it. and then I assume you're going to have a theme music for it. It's going to be great. This is going to be terrific.
Right now, it is what it is. It could be totally That's different right. by Tuesday.
That's right. So the rules of the game are this. Each of us has chosen three movies. Mm-hmm. And we will play. The other one doesn't know which three movies we picked. So I'll play a clip. Each one's a little bit different. You know, it's anywhere from 6 to 11 seconds. Keeping with the theme of our show, there's no hard and fast rule. It can be, you know, just not too long. So it'll be a clip from a movie, and once I play my clip, Paul's going to guess the movie that the clip is from. If you can get it right away, like if just nothing's coming to you, I've chosen three possibilities. So it's a multiple choice.
I didn't know that you were supposed to do that.
Yeah, when I sent you that note and it said it's multiple choice, that's what I meant by multiple choice.
Oh, okay. I was never good on tests. That note.
But anyway... But I'm sure you'll be able to come up. I'm sure I'll get every one of them. I'm not going to need multiple choice because I'm going to be able to get each one that you've sent me like immediately. But anyway, so neither one of us has heard these clips ahead of time.
Right.
Okay. So this is real time. First time we've heard the clip. I think you're going to get at least one of these three like almost right away. Because I picked one that was pretty easy to like start us off, get us in the groove of things. And then they go in increasing, in order of increasing difficulty. Mm. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play the first one.
Well, before you, a little more ado, we should point out that.
You want more ado?
We should point out that this is strictly audio.
Not yet enough ado.
We're not doing video, just audio. So that makes that therein lies the real challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we've not gone to the vlogging thing yet, so it would be unfair to our listeners.
We're not quite ready.
I'm hoping you
yet.
Play along, sitting in your car. All right, if you're sitting in your car, there's a possibility of 6 points, right? Whereas you and I, we only have a possibility of three.
Right.
Someday, maybe we'll both be able to do six. But anyway, our listeners, if you're in your car, keep score. All right. See if you can do better than Paul or me. Right. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this first one, audio only, as Paul pointed out. Are you ready to start?
Yes, I'm ready.
You like video games, teeny boppers? Your mom give you quarters for video games? Well, cough them up. Hey, this one's cute, Frank.
All right. Do you even need the choices? Or are you able to get this one?
I just watched this like 2 weeks ago.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. And it's every bit as bad as it was in like 1986 or whatever.
So let's make it official.
That is, of course, the Toxic Avenger.
Yes. Hang on. I don't have a bell with me. So I don't know. I need a bell. I need like a bell to like ding like when you get it right.
You're gonna be one of those disc jockeys that have all the things they bang on and
whatever. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Little one of those clown horns. That is, of course, the Toxic Avenger. Which is weird because once YouTube became a thing, I was like trying to figure out things from my childhood that I wanted to check out to see if they were the same as I remembered. My relationship with the Toxic Avenger is a little different. I remembered it being good. I remember from my childhood. I don't know. How old were we when we saw it? We were teenagers, right?
We were less than 20. We were probably 19, 20 years old.
And I remember thinking, this movie's great. Not great like, cinematic masterpiece, but it's a horror movie.
Style film.
But it's got all of this tongue-in-cheek, like campy stuff, which I thought was great. And then YouTube comes along, and I watch it again, and I'm in my head, I'm going, this isn't great. It's horrible.
It's so terrible.
It's so bad. And there's this one scene where this kid's riding his bike. He's like 12. And these dudes run him over, and he's dead or he's dying.
Yeah, he's
almost dead.
But
then they decide they're going to back up and run over his head, and it pops like a freaking coconut.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't. This was after I had kids. So I said, I can't handle this. I remember it being funny.
Yeah.
I remember laughing my ass off at it. But after I had kids, I was like, I can't deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a great scene, though.
They only named it the Toxic Avenger after they finished it because they were trying to make a horror movie, like a tongue-in-cheek horror movie. And at the very last minute, because they never call him the Toxic Avenger. Like, he never runs in and somebody goes, oh, no, it's Toxic Avenger. That was afterwards because they decided to spin it off as, like, a superhero movie. So, yeah, it was supposed to be a tongue-in-cheek horror movie.
And that it was.
It's so brutal.
All right, let me write this down. Paul won. Right, I got to write down the score. All right, if you're traveling at home and you got that, before Paul said it, or before we announced it, then give yourself a point. All right, so you've got one for me, and it's called Clip 2.
Yes.
I've been looking for you for 8 months. Whenever I should have had a gun in my right hand, I thought of you. Now I find you in exactly the position that suits me. I had lots of time to learn how to shoot with my left.
When you have to shoot, shoot, don't talk.
So I'm just going to go ahead and the first thing that came to mind, I was going to go with the first thing that came, like, just listening to the audio is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's the movie I'm thinking of, I never thought of it as being like funny. But if it's not the movie I'm thinking of and it actually is funny, then then the audio didn't lie, right? But there were moments where I thought, and don't tell me, I'm just gonna, let me talk through this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a time limit. We haven't decided yet. There were moments when I thought it was the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what's his name? The ugly. I forget what he, you know, the guy that calls him Whitey.
Whitey.
Is that what he calls him?
Blondie.
There are these times when he's just like obsessed with finding Blondie and like getting his revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But like when he shoots him, like when he shoots and and the dude goes, ooh, ooh. I'm like, wait, that's campy right there. That's not. All right, I'm going to go with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You are correct, sir. The revolver sound alone should be the dead giveaway, because only in Italy do guns sound like that for some reason. Mexico by way of Italy.
I don't know why, like, it sounded. Now is the Mexican guy shooting Blondie?
No, just a random gunslinger. He's hunting Tuco, which is Eli Wallach's character. Finds him taking a bath, and Tuco's got bubbles all around him in this big burned-out building, and he's, of course, got his big-ass revolver hidden under the bubbles, so after the guy does all the talking, nice. He shoots him.
Oh, that's right.
Wallach never understood why that was such a popular line, and it's like, he didn't think it was, like quote-worthy, but it's absolutely quote-worthy.
I'll go with it. It's a good one. Okay, so we're all tied up 1-1. We got Toxic Avenger and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So I'm gonna go ahead and play my number two clip.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Your job, your purpose is to get accepted, get a cute girlfriend, to think up something great to do for the rest of your life.
Now I could have gone a lot longer with that one, because, but I was trying to keep it short.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to hear it again?
One more time, because I think I know what it is, but I gotta just go ahead.
Your job, your purpose is to get accepted, get a cute girlfriend, to think up something great to do for the rest of your life.
Okay, so the choices are Heathers,
mm-hmm.
Pump Up the Volume, or High Fidelity.
I'm going to say Heathers, and that's Christian Slater, right?
That is correct. It is Christian Slater, which is why I picked those three choices.
And yeah, I'll say Heathers.
Final answer?
Final answer.
It is Pump Up the Volume.
Oh.
Christian Slater.
See, I only saw that movie once.
One of the things I love about that movie and about that particular clip is all the teenagers are listening, right? All the high school kids are listening to this guy, and the whole concept is he figures out a way to pirate part of the radio spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
So that he can get his message out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's doing all these dangerous, you know, saying all these dangerous things, you know. I'm like, fast forward however many years, and here we are. Anybody with a microphone can have a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at us.
Yeah. We're super dangerous. All right. Let's see if I can take the lead here.
I suggest clip 3.
All right. Clip 3.
You must have thought it was White Boy Day. Yeah? It ain't White Boy Day, is it?
Oh, man, it ain't White Boy Day.
Oh, my God, I know this one. God, I know this one.
I can give you a hint if you want.
Oh, he must have thought it was White Boy Day. It ain't White Boy Day, is it?
No, it ain't White Boy Day.
All right, give me a hint.
It's in keeping with the theme of your second clip that you played for me. I'm not going to make it too easy for you.
What, Christian Slater's in it? That wasn't Christian Slater.
No, but he is in that movie.
Oh, he is in it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that eliminates, I'm going to get you, sucker. Is Christopher Walken in this movie?
Yes.
Here's my problem. I know the movie, and I know Christopher Walken shows up like at a trailer down by the river or something and walks in with his big overcoat, sits down, has a long discussion like Christopher Walken does.
The long discussion is actually by Dennis Hopper.
Oh.
In that particular scene.
The issue I have, though, is I've always, my entire life, I've gotten that movie confused with another movie.
Okay.
And now I don't know if I'm getting it confused because it's either High Fidelity or the other movie, the name of which I can't think of, that I always get it confused with.
I don't know how you could confuse these two.
Yeah, I don't know why either. But, okay. All right. So give me three choices, one of which is High Fidelity.
Okay.
And what are my other two choices?
Okay. Your choices are.
And if I get it right, if you do this for me, I'll only take a half a point because that's a lot of information.
Okay. Your choices are High Fidelity, True Romance, or.
True Romance.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say Me, Myself, and Irene for whatever reason.
Yeah. No, the reason, I don't know why I get them confused. They're nothing alike. No. I think it's because they both have Christian Slater. Wait, does High Fidelity have Christian Slater?
No, that was John Cusack.
See? What's wrong with me? How much time we got? Why is that? It's like this mental thing that I have, like H.G. Wells and Orson Welles and George Orwell. Like, there's absolutely no reason to confuse those guys, but somehow I do. So True Romance and High Fidelity, I'm just like, I have no idea. No, that was another great movie.
Yeah. That movie is the reason why we have Reservoir Dogs. Because it was a Tarantino script. He sold it to, I think it was like Joel Silver, whoever it was, who was the big action movie guy back in the day. He was pissed at how it turned out. So he took the money that he got paid for True Romance and made Reservoir Dogs. The angriest movie of all time.
So remind me of the scene. Christopher Walken goes into the little shack or trailer or whatever it was. What does Dennis Hopper do?
Goes in the trailer, yes. Well, Dennis Hopper finds out that Christopher Walken is Sicilian. So he's a history buff, so he explains to Christopher Walken, because he knows he's going to be killed, so he doesn't give a shit anymore. He's like, I'm going to die, so I'm going to insult the shit out of this guy.
That's right.
So he tells them about how the Sicilians were overrun by the Moors back in the day. So in his own words, Sicilians are half black, essentially.
Right. Half N-words.
That pisses... Yes, it pisses him off to no end.
So what's the White Boy Day? Was that part with, what's his name, Robert Altman or whatever his name is? I'll be me, you be you.
Robert Altman as Drexel.
What is his name?
That's Gary Oldman.
Yeah, Gary Oldman, same guy, right?
Gary Oldman's, he's the drug dealer and pimp, and Christian Slater goes into... quote unquote buyback Alabama.
Right. The guy's eating and he won't stop having his dinner to talk with this guy.
Yep. Right. Yep.
I'm me and you're you. Must thought it was White Boy Day.
Yeah. Marty, is it White Boy Day? No, it ain't White Boy Day.
He had a grill or something.
He had all kind of metal in his face, big white guy dreads.
thought it was White Boy Day. I gotta watch that movie again now. All right.
It's so good.
So I only take half a point because I couldn't come up with the name True Romance until you said it. As soon as you said it, I was like, of course that's it. What's wrong with me?
True Romance is one of those titles I have a hard time saying, like, what was it on 30 Rock? It was Rural Juror.
Right. Freddie, what's the current score?
Well, Steve, it's Paul 1, Steve 1.5.
All right. So we've got, so you got Toxic Avenger. You couldn't come up with Pump Up the Volume. I got Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and I knew the movie, but I couldn't come up with the name True Romance. So it's kind of like 1 to 1.5. So I'm going to play your third one. If you get it, you take the lead. And it's my third and final.
All right.
So this is your last chance to get a point. So if you don't get this one, then I'll win regardless.
No
but
pressure.
If you do get this one, you'll take the lead, then I'll have to get the last one to win.
I'm sweating now.
So it's really the nail biter here. This one's not easy. I don't know if you've seen this movie. That's what's going to make it hard. Mm. So you might need the multiple choice. Don't turn them down.
This is like cash cab to you.
Okay. Yeah, right. Oh, I love that. You know, yeah. They get in the cab and they think it's a real cabbie. And like he tells them, like he takes them out in the middle of nowhere and says, if you want to ride back, you have to like have sex with me. I love that.
That's slash cab.
Oh, wrong movie.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to try to take the lead?
I'm ready.
My parents didn't come and see me in cabaret. They hate that I want to be an actor. I don't know if they'll ever be proud of me. Taylor Metternich.
Wow.
That's a hard one. It's a tough one. You want me to play it again?
One more time.
My parents didn't come and see me in cabaret. They hate that I want to be an actor. I don't know if they'll ever be proud of me. Taylor Metternich.
Wow.
I have the multiple choice and I have two hints for you.
Okay. I'll take the multiple choice.
You start with the multiple choice. Yeah. If you still can't get it, remember you have two hints.
Okay.
You know, two lifelines after multiple choice. Okay.
Right.
So is it The Fault in Our Stars, Love, Simon, or Pootie Tang?
I know which one it isn't.
I picked my multiple choices carefully.
Yeah, I noticed. Because one of those I can do from beginning to end, chapter and verse.
And that chapter ain't in that verse. That verse ain't in no chapters of Pootie Tang. Am I right?
That's right.
You want the hints?
I think I know it, but I want the hint, yes.
Okay, the first hint, actually, that I thought of, since you already know it's one of the two, doesn't make, I mean, you already know, you may know, it's in keeping with the theme, I was going to say. The other hint is, in that particular clip, you hear the main character.
I'm going to go with...
You have a 50-50 chance.
Yes, I know.
Unless you pick Pootie Tang, and then you have no chance.
Now, if I pick Pootie Tang, I automatically win. Just
man, air can't even get in here. I'm air. I get in everywhere. Pootie don't need no cabaret.
I'll say A, The Fault in Our Stars, or whatever it's called.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
And that clip is from the movie... Love, Simon.
Oh. I never saw either one of those movies. So I was
50-50.
I was blind guessing.
You could have asked for another.
No. Jesus. That's okay.
I could have been like, are you sure you don't want another hint after that guess?
No. I wanted a mercy kill because I had never seen either one of those. So it was a blind. It was a complete guess.
Yeah. I didn't mean for it to be that hard. No, but okay. That's what she said. No, the idea was Love, Simon it's sort of like this kid who, wait, which one did I say it was like? Oh, it was like that Cinderella movie where the kid like is gay and like he wants to come out, but he doesn't want to come out. and then somebody outs him.
Yeah.
And then after the person outs him, he like provides a forum for other people to come out and like to be brave about it. And then this particular clip is his best friend who happens to be a girl. She's his hag.
All right. Yes. Yeah.
Just say
I'm down with the street. I know what that means.
You know what that means. All right. I don't know if that's still like a thing with the kids these days, but that's what we called them back in the day, like 5 years ago. Anyway, so she's reading him this post on a blog where a kid outs himself. And that's why she says his name and everything. So that's man, I feel bad now because Freddie, what's the score? Paul won, Steve 1.5. So is there any way that Paul can win? No, Steve, there is no way Paul can win.
Unless it's like Family Feud and it defaults to me if you get it wrong.
Well, you know, for the fun of it.
I would be so mad. I never understood that rule in that show, but it's like...
Well, let's have a little fun and play your third one for me, and let's see if I can get it.
I am the law. Don't you understand? I represent the law.
Well, piss on you, and piss on your law.
Clearly a Western, because I could hear a fly buzzing around in the background. Okay, your theme was good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
True romance, and then you said you couldn't find the third one you wanted, so I'm gonna go ahead and guess this is another Clint Eastwood Western, and I'm gonna go with The Wild Bunch.
Do you want a clue before you get that answer?
You're like your clue is Clint Eastwood wasn't in The Wild Bunch.
You. It's like that, you remember the kid in the class who would have the wrong answer and the teacher would go, yes, but does anybody else have an answer? You put your hand up.
Yeah, what, for our listeners who maybe, you know, need this point, you know, to go ahead of the next guy, what is a hint?
Your first guess was The Wild Bunch.
Yes.
So your clue is it's by the same director as The Wild Bunch.
Ah, well.
That's clue number one.
Sergio, what's his name? Or is that the guy that wrote the music?
You're not even warm.
Leon?
No, that was The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Ah, right. Yeah. Okay, same director as The Wild Bunch. All right, what else?
It is the greatest movie in American cinema.
Oh, Convoy.
There you go.
That was the same director as Wild Bunch?
Yes.
I don't know. What's his name?
Sam Peckinpah.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what my theme was?
Let's see. Your first movie was?
Toxic Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Pump Up the Volume. And Love, Simon.
No.
Teenagers Coming of Age.
Ah.
Like, I knew I wanted to do Toxic Avenger, so I found that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, I was like, I found this thing, this Pump Up the Volume speech. And I was like, oh, it's all about teenagers coming of age. Whether it's mommy giving you video recorders for video games, or you wanting to kill yourself because it seemed like the cool thing to do.
Because it's the cool thing to do. All the kids are doing it.
Well, we hope you like that. I won the inaugural round, although I feel like now that we have an idea of what we're doing here, Paul will probably kick my ass the next few rounds of this that we do. Because he was very kind to me, picking movies he knew I had seen and giving me great hints. You came really close on Heather's because I Pump Up the Volume, because the three choices that I actually wrote down were Pump Up the Volume, High Fidelity, and Heathers. Because it's a very Heathers-like movie in some ways. So anyway. So if you like that, dear listeners, share it with your friends. Tell them to listen to the first, 20 minutes or so. they probably won't be able to stop until they get to the end of the contest. Also, hashtag put it on the page. Tell us what score you got. Be honest. This is the honor system. All right. Tell us how many of the six you were able to get. And, you know, run a little contest here. Speaking of contests, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to announce the inaugural winner of the, what are we calling that one? Put a picture on the page of something because Paul asked you to put it on there and Superfan James has to do something. Brave.
Yeah, that's a big a hashtag.
All right, we'll explain it when we come back. In the meantime, now that you're in the parking lot, just want to remind you, just, you know, hit pause and go on into work. Have your day. Let the boss yell at you a little bit about things that make no sense. And then when you come back out, we'll be here. And we'll continue entertaining you.
That's the plan.
We'll be right back.
Das sind die neuen Helden Amerikas, die Giganten der Landstraße, die riesigen Überlandtransporter. Was früher die Cowboys mit ihren Pferden waren, das sind heute die Männer in ihren gewaltigen Trucks. Sie sind immer unterwegs, aber sie sind ihre eigenen Herren und haben ihre eigenen Gesetze. Sie können ein Stück ihres Weges mitfahren, in dem Film der neuen Konstantin, Convoy.
Got a breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Well, piss on you, and piss on your law.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA.
You want to back off them hogs? Good, 10-4, about 5 mile or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here is the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big convoy.
Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Omaha, Billy, ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out of here, so keep the buttons off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
When you have to shoot, shoot. Don't talk.
Welcome back to the show. So, week ago or a couple weeks ago, I don't remember now, we laid down a challenge. And I think the challenge was for you, no, not for you, for our listeners to let you know if they wanted you to put pictures of movies, like a still from a movie on the hashtag on the page.
Yes.
I'm not sure if anybody let you know, but you did it anyway.
I just said to hell with it. You know what? For once in my life, I bent to peer pressure, and I gave in, and I did it on my own initiative.
You know, once you've done it once, man.
There was so much shaming going on, I just couldn't take it. I had to do it.
It's a slippery slope, dude.
I know,
it's like,
man.
Like I said, I know. You know, once you've had a taste of caving to peer pressure, man, it's like just first it's a little, like, feels good because you cave, and you're like, oh, that felt good. Next thing you know, you're like chasing the dragon.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Which is what my wife calls, you know, sexy night for us.
Just because you run around the house like dirty dragon. Ha ha.
She's like, I feel like chasing the dragon. I'm like, oh, here it is. Start chasing. Well, anyway, so you posted a still from a movie.
Mm-hmm. That I watched this afternoon while, you know, getting ready for the show.
I think the prize was an autographed picture of Superfan James with his shirt off.
Yes.
And let me rephrase that. A picture of an autographed Superfan James with a shirt off. Wait, a shirtless Superfan James autographed.
Yes, that's, there you go.
All right. So the picture, describe the image. In case somebody hasn't seen it, they're playing along in the car. I like this playing along part.
I hope they're not looking at the images in the car.
Yeah. Don't look at the image. Paul's going to describe it to you. There's a lake. It looked like a lake to me.
No, it's a lake of sand.
Lake of sand, but it has that shimmery thing, right?
Yes.
And the heat's coming off of the desert. Because at the bottom it says Arizona, noon. And then like a lake of sand with that shimmery thing, like that little mirage stuff coming off of the, because it's so hot.
That's right. And in the background is a lone 18-wheeler.
Yeah. An 18-wheel truck. In case you're not in the U.S. It's a lorry, an 18-wheel lorry. And so the challenge is to guess what movie that's from.
Yes.
And I believe we've had our first winner.
Yes, we have.
Would you like to announce the winner?
Nurse Paul Wohlstorff is our winner.
Nurse Paulie V. That's male right. Nurse. Sorry. Yep. He likes to be called male nurse.
Male nurse. Just say yes, nurse. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Male Nurse Paulie V.
Yes.
Came up with the correct answer, which is the best movie in American cinema.
That's right.
Also known as
Convoy.
There you go. So, Superfan James, you're up, man. We need a picture of shirtless Superfan James autographed.
Yes.
To Paulie V.
Yes.
Love Superfan James.
And possibly, you know, possibly a hashtag in there somewhere. Trying to make this as big as possible.
Is it hashtag shirtless video chat? Or hashtag put it on the page.
He could just go like hashtag heart symbol, you know, Paulie V.
You know, it could be pound Paulie V.
Okay, no, that's what it is. It has to be that now.
Pound Paulie V. And he could be doing this with his hands.
For our listeners at home playing along in the car, it's the heart sign.
With a hand, or the hand thing with the heart. I might have mentioned this before, but how did it take us this long to come up with this?
I don't know.
I just started seeing this.
Yeah, like your kid comes home from school and shows you, you know.
I'm doing that thing where the thumbs are at the bottom and the fingers are together at the top, forming a heart.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, who came up with that? Second of all, why did it take so long? How come we couldn't come up? We this should have been like in ancient Rome. They should have been going like, Brutus should have been like, I'm going to stab you in thine heart.
Or there's, like you've been doing. There's like dudes in the pyramid, you know, doing.
Yeah.
But it's all wrong because it's all two-dimensional. It doesn't look right.
Come up with hieroglyphics. Can't come up with the heart thing with your hands.
Built the pyramid for Christ. Well, they didn't build it for Christ.
So SFJ, you have your assignment. We expect it to be done in a timely fashion.
That's right.
All right, moving on. This week was a lot of firsts and at least one last. A couple of lasts. First of all, both of our daughters started fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
which means for your daughter, her last first day at elementary school.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. For whatever reason, they decide sixth graders can go to middle school.
Because when we were kids, it was junior high and it was only seventh and eighth grade.
Yes.
Now it's... Did LaPorte have middle school when we were kids, or was it also junior high?
It was still junior high when we were kids.
But now it's middle school and it's 6, 7, 8?
Mm-hmm. It seems like a bad idea, and I was opposed to it. But they, you know, because my thing is, what does a sixth grader need to be doing rubbing elbows with an eighth grader? You know, there's miles between the two of them.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, they keep them separated. If you were alive in the 90s, you can't help but hear that.
They keep them separated. You know, it's weird because obviously I agree with you. I mean, for me, it was a culture shock. When I went from small town Springfield Township Elementary School with like 250 students in the whole school to Krieger Junior High with 250 kids in like one class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have this vivid memory of the first time I saw a seventh, I don't know if she was seventh or eighth grade, pregnant girl walking in the halls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, how in the hell does that happen? How does this?
Yeah.
Like, who? Like,
I mean, I remember, literally, we probably didn't even know how that happened back then.
I remember
we were just that sheltered.
I was sexualized at a young age. So my first thought was, my first thought was shock. Like, how do you, as a seventh grader, eighth grader, whatever it was, how do you deal with this in your life? That thought lasted a good 500 milliseconds. My next thought was, which kid in the school was lucky enough to have sex, you know, at this, I mean, already, I had enough trouble holding hands with a girl in elementary school. Now here I am at Krieger. Somebody's having sex, right?
Right.
That having been said, it was a culture shock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, but our kids, my kids go to a K-8 school.
Mm.
Well, actually like a pre-K through eighth grade mm-hmm. school. So, but they didn't start until they were in first and fourth. You know, they've been with the same group of kids for 4 or 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of them bumping elbows with, like my daughter's in fifth and my other one's in eighth, but the idea of my fifth grader bumping elbows with seventh or eighth graders doesn't really impact me because that's just kind of how it's been.
Yeah.
But it is weird. It is weird. I'll give you that. Like my fifth grader is way younger than my oldest was when she was in fifth grade.
Right.
I don't know if you have that with Miss K.
Yeah.
But does she seem a lot younger than your oldest did when she was going into fifth grade?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And that's what blows my mind. I'm like, man, in just a year, it's over. And she's not going to want me hanging out with her at the bus stop anymore because I'm not going to be cool and I embarrass her. And as she put it to me, you already embarrassed me, Dad, but that's okay. I told her, you say that now, but next year, it won't be okay.
Man, that's wild.
You know, speaking of Krieger, though, last weekend, we spent the weekend at my parents' house. And my parents are old, And on Sundays, they like to just go driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do that thing where you drive around and you try to see what's changed. Even though they do this every Sunday.
When I was a kid, we did that. My parents weren't old. So I get it's not necessarily an age thing. That's just what their generation did. They've been doing it since they were 30.
I guess I can see that. Well, we ended up over by Krieger. You want to talk about triggers? It was like I'm trying not to sweat.
That's more powerful than somebody frying chicken on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
As far as triggers go.
It was like the area's changed, but not enough because it's still there.
The projects.
Krieger in general. It's like San Quentin. It's like it's still there. Alcatraz. It's still there.
San Quentin. You've been living hell to me.
It was something.
I love that song, man. The Johnny Cash song. Mm-hmm. You could just substitute San Quentin. You could substitute Krieger for San Quentin. Krieger Junior High. You've been living hell to me.
You called to me since 1983.
May your walls crumble and may I live to tell the world that you did no good. Wait, live to see. You've been living hell to me. I don't know. We got to whip that song out. Maybe I'll do that later. I'll record myself doing the karaoke version of San Quentin, but substituting Krieger Junior High. No, it's terrible, dude. And the thing I try to do, like for the past 6 months or so, because my teenager reminded me of this. All of my advice to her is shit I wish somebody had told me.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't necessarily need to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because she doesn't have the same demons that I had. Right? So I have to constantly remind myself that junior high for her and for my other daughter, mm-hmm, is not the same as junior high for me. I told my my youngest today asked me about camp. And I don't know, it came out of the
you
blue.
You start hearing the Patton music in the background. Yeah. That might be Get Smart. I'm not sure.
No, that was Red Dawn, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so she asked me, so what? She's like, I know you've said camp was bad for you, but what are some things that happened at camp? And it started out kind of like lighthearted. By the time I was done, she's just sitting there like, her eyes are like saucers and her jaw's on the floor like, oh my God. She goes, you know, Camp Flat Rock wasn't so bad compared to that. And they hated Camp Flat Rock. Like, she comes home, she's like, I never want to go there again. I hated it. And then after today's story, she's just like, well, Camp Flat Rock's, it was kind of good compared to what you went through. And the trigger for me was, I was so horrified when they got home from Camp Flat Rock and told me they didn't like it. And I was like, ah, shit, I just put my kids through the same thing I went through. And then today, you know, before dinner, while I'm making dinner, she walks me through like the whole reason why I shouldn't worry about that.
That's awesome, though.
Because her version of a bad time is way different than my version.
I'm sure.
Of a bad time. So a quick update from last week, the hillbilly story. Because I said I talked about hillbillies on the show last week, but I can't remember. I said it was the you want to do a hillbilly exchange program, but I couldn't remember why, how that came up. And I said, was it that we were talking about when we used to visit my grandma, and she'd be like, y'all get up, yeggs, it's getting cold. She's like, no, we did talk about that, but that wasn't what caused it. And from the back seat, my youngest is like, it was the Beverly Hillbillies. I go, oh, yeah, that's right. wait, no, that's not right either. Is that right? She, my eldest is like, no, I don't think that's what, is that what triggered it? I was like, we were talking about shows we used to watch. Yeah, I think it was the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, I'll go, oh, here's what it was. We were talking about cars and how fast cars go. And I told you the story about when the Beverly Hillbillies got on that airplane and Jed says, woo, doggy, this plane goes much, or this bus, they thought they were on a bus. Mm-hmm. He goes, woo, doggy, this bus go much faster. It's going to take off to flying. I told the kids about the Beverly Hillbillies. That's when my daughter goes, oh, man, hillbillies sound like a lot of fun. I'd like to spend a week with some hillbillies, like on an exchange program. I said, honey, you spend a week with hillbillies every summer. So that's the update from last week. I finally figured it out. We're talking about that, the Beverly Hillbillies. All right, checking my notes here. What else we got? So we're not doing headlines this week, but did you hear that the United States is unclear on something that Russia is doing with one of their satellites? And they brought it up. They're like, we're not exactly sure what that satellite's doing, but it's doing things we've never seen before. And of course, Putin's like, no, we're not doing anything. It's a normal satellite. Don't worry.
Satellite stuff.
And then it quoted an official from the Russian Space Defense Force. And I thought, I know what Trump's doing. Like, he's got the Space Force, right? Mm-hmm. He just announced that.
In his head, he's got...
He's doing that thing. He's doing that thing that all the self-help books tell you to do. They say, like, look at what... Like, find somebody who has achieved what you want to achieve and do what they do. It's like a mentor, you know? He's like, hey, Putin has a Space Force. We need a Space Force, you know? Putin says the press is the enemy of the people. I'm going to say the press is the enemy of the people. But it's a little weird, don't you think, that the Russians are... Like, how could we not know what they're doing? Aren't we doing shit? Like, can't we go, oh, they're doing a thing with one of their satellites that's kind of like one of the things that we're doing with our satellites that we don't want them to know about. So
I think they're just blowing smoke to reinforce their idea for Space Force. Creating an invisible enemy.
Yeah, I thought of that too. I was like, well, so they announced this, the Space Force. I'm like, what do we need a Space Force for? And then somebody goes, oh, look what Russia's doing. Mm. It's just weird that they picked Russia. Why not pick China? China's a better boogeyman than Russia.
Except it's too...
Because we don't know anything about China.
But it's to deflect from his cozying up with Russia.
Man, you seem to know a lot about the Trump administration and their tactics.
I know nothing. I see nothing. I don't know how to do Russian and German at the same time. I know nothing. I see nothing.
Well, and I mean, you know, to continue on that, I mean, probably we wouldn't want to piss China off. I mean, if we piss China off, we might have to start paying market price for jeans, you know? I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. I was like, when you look at, so this is how this came up. Okay, for you new listeners, this is the stream of consciousness portion of the show. All right, so I helped my in-laws with a yard sale the other day. I have completely lost all faith in anything related to yard sales, garage sales. Forget it. If you're thinking about having a yard sale, garage sale, just fucking forget it.
Yep.
Okay, because they don't work.
Nope.
When we were kids, we lived in Springfield Township. All you had to do was put a couple of racks of clothes and an old lawnmower in the lawn, and there's like 50 people an hour coming through your yard, right? And you could sell anything,
mm-hmm.
right? That's all you had to do. You barely had to advertise. They didn't have that section in the newspaper. So famously had the yard sale with the kids about a month or so ago. Sold absolutely nothing except for when our friends came over and Mercy bought.
Yeah.
They Mercy bought a few things, right? which I was very grateful for, but I was like, what is this supposed to teach the kids? You know?
Yeah.
I do know what the lesson is. Don't figure out how you're going to spend the money before you've made the money. Because the reason I felt so sorry for them is they came up with all this shit they were going to do with the money they made.
As kids are wanting to. And then they made nothing. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I was like, no, first you make the money, then you figure out what you're going to do with the money. Anyway, I'm not even sure that's the lesson I want them to learn, because that's a fucking fucked up way to think about money, right? It's like, I can't do anything until I have the money to do it.
Right.
No, so anyway, I was like, well, that was a horrible experience. Don't learn anything from it. Don't learn anything from it. All right. So then my in-laws have a yard sale, but they live in a neighborhood like in town, like where there's a lot of sidewalk, a lot of cars, a lot of stuff going on. I was like, we'll take some of our stuff over there and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a slightly better success because of all the aforementioned advantages, but still, like, there was very little traffic. It was just dead all day. A few people came by and bought a few things. I was like, you know, so here's the problem. Here's the tie-in to the China, you know, and the market value for jeans. When we were kids, the only way you could get a bargain on anything was to find it at a yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the Salvation Army or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now you can run over to Walmart. You can buy shorts. Nice shorts. Like decent shorts for like $7 or $8.
Yeah.
You couldn't buy, and I'm not correcting for inflation. You couldn't buy decent shorts for $7 or $8 when we were kids.
Mm-mm.
You just couldn't. And I'm not even correcting for inflation. They weren't for sale anywhere,
right?
Unless you went to a yard sale. You wanted a lawnmower. Mm-hmm. Like, I want a lawnmower, but I can't go pay $150 for a new one or $200 for a new one. So I'm going to go around to yard sales, try to find one. It might not run great, but, you know, my cousin's brother works on small engines. Maybe he can fix it up. I'll go get a deal on a lawnmower. If you go over to Walmart right now, I bet you can get a lawnmower for like $60.
Probably, yes.
Which is...
it's ridiculous.
Well, on the one hand, like, so this is why I can't... I thought I had it figured out. I thought, I'm a capitalist libertarian. Globalization is all good for everybody, right? I thought I had it all figured out, right? And then I start thinking about it a little deeper, and I go, okay, on the one hand, I think this is great, right? So industry has found cheap labor, and they found a way to ship things cheaply. Uh-huh. So whatever your wages are, your standard of living automatically goes up when you can buy a freaking big screen television for $200, you know, over at the Walmart, which would have been $700 or $800 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Or you can buy your kids their school clothes for, you know, $7 for a nice pair of shorts. Or, you know, $7 for some jeans. It's great. Standard of living goes up. Your kids can have new clothes. You don't have to go to the yard sale, right?
Right.
So that's great. Except when you're having a yard sale, you go, I want to get rid of this shit that I don't need anymore. But there's no market for it. Because Walmart has new stuff cheaper, right? So now what am I supposed to do with this? Well, it goes to the landfill.
Right. I think the yard sales now are everything we can't sell on Amazon. If it didn't sell on Amazon, it ends up on a table in your garage.
Well, and Craigslist used to be a place I went pretty frequently, and I was all about Craigslist. I was like, you know, forget the yard sale.
I did too, Craigslist. But they don't let us do that anymore.
You can't even sell it on Craigslist. Craigslist doesn't have that section anymore.
No, they got rid of it.
You can't sell it on Craigslist either. Everybody wants everything for free on Craigslist.
Yeah, this is true. You know? Yeah.
It's funny because we put stuff on Craigslist, and we just keep lowering the price, mm-hmm. Lowering the price until it's like dirt cheap. And then you go, free. Next thing you know, 18 people mm-hmm. are showing up to get free shit.
I could barely get above giving away my 50-gallon fish tank. And the guy was like, well, I'm going to have to clean it. I'm like, well, I hope so before you go putting fish in there.
So what did he end up paying for?
$50.
So I bet you could go to... I'm going to... Hang on.
Sounds like you got a shoe in the dryer.
You can get a 55-gallon fish tank on Walmart.com for $260. Includes fishnet, heater, filter, thermometer, hood, plants, everything.
That is insanely cheap.
Wait, how many gallons was it?
Mine was 55, yeah.
There's a 20-gallon one for $99.
Mm-hmm.
$58 for a Go Fish aquarium kit. So anyway, that was a bad example because I thought I'd pull up 55-gallon aquarium, $38.99.
No, it's not a bad example because that first one with all that stuff, that's a stupid cheap deal.
Yeah, so I mean, if you can go to Walmart and get it, like, okay, so the dude paid you $55. That's why yard sales are dead, mm-hmm. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. We're just going to throw everything in the dump or give it away on Craigslist. The people who are coming by to get the free shit, mm-hmm. on Craigslist, I think they're having yard sales or flea markets, or they're doing something. They're not throwing it away. They're not using it. They're making money on it somehow, but I don't know how.
Yeah. You know, we used to have here at the apartments where I live, once a year during the summer, we would have like a, what do you want to call it? A complex wide yard sale. It was the one day a year you were allowed to put shit on the lawn and sell it. And the first year we did it, kids were little. The first year we did it, you know, we sat there in the sweltering sun, didn't sell shit. So then the next year I got the bright idea, here's what we'll do. So we went, got a cooler, put some water, some soda pop, some stuff like that in there, you know, and sold that and did quite well.
Smart.
So then I'm like, all right. And that was like a bare minimum. Yeah. I put just enough into it. That way, if it tanked, hey, you know, we got soda pop or whatever to drink. Well, we cleaned up pretty well. So then I'm like, all right, so that means next year, more stuff. So I went out, you know,
mm-hmm.
soda pop, water bottles, candy bars, potato chips, the whole shebang. Didn't sell a single thing. Walked around the corner. This motherfucker around the corner saw what I did the year before. And he had like lights and whistles and bells and a popcorn machine and a fucking, where they make that, what is that shit? The stuff that the raccoon put in the water. What is that? The cotton candy, you know?
Cotton candy.
Like, you fucker. So for like a month.
I like how when you're trying to come up with cotton candy, it's the shit the raccoon put in the water. You're trying to come up with
I can't.
Yeah, you know, that it's on a cone. Like they spin around. The shit the raccoon put in the water. Ah, cotton candy.
I was like, you know, we had chips and soda pop for like a month. So it was all just sitting there in my house.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't purport to understand it. All I know is my girls, my youngest still wants to be a business owner. She knows she wants to own a dog treat store.
Mm-hmm.
Where they also, she's all, also wants to board pets and all that kind of stuff. And her best friend loves ice cream and wants to own an ice cream shop. So they're going to have an ice cream shop and a dog treat shop, like connected.
Why not an ice cream shop for dogs?
She might have treats that are like that. But they're going to call it Arfy and Ice Cream. So I'm like, and she's like already, we're talking about college and stuff. She's in fifth grade.
Yeah.
She's like, what college should I go to? I was like, well, you don't have to figure that out right now. Yeah, I know, but if I want to be a business, I want to study business, what's a good business school?
Wow. She's bent.
Man, you're in fifth grade? Whatever happened to firefighter, housewife.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Thanks for sticking it out. If you're a new listener, thanks for listening to the end. If you're a longtime listener, it's just what you do, man. Should I thank you for doing your job? I mean, you did your job. That's what you're supposed to do. Now go share it.
That's right.
With some of your friends.
Why don't you tell the new listeners what future segments might be? They might be in store for.
If you're a new listener, a couple of things. First of all, I don't know how you happened upon the show, but whatever. Go to don'tpanicradioshow.com and you can get all the different ways to listen, including YouTube. Uh-huh. You'll get the show notes, all the great stuff, all the things. We have some other things we like to do around here. Softcore History is one we're quite proud of, modeled after nothing, but inspired by a show called Hardcore History, but it's way shorter and way more lighthearted. thus called Softcore History. We did one last week. I think I'm going to do a series on Abraham Lincoln and those 5 years from 1860 to 1865, where a few things happened that are quite interesting. So maybe in the next few weeks, I'll come up with another installment in that series. We have something we call irresponsibly interpreted headlines.
That's right.
Where we just read the headline, not knowing what the story's about, and then we make up whatever we think the story might be about, which is a pretty good segment. We have another one called T&D. Which is like Dungeons and Dragons, but it's with tits and dragons.
That's right.
Which is one we like to do from time to time. And there's a little bit of lesbian sex. Would you say that that's part of it?
I would say that's a little part of it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. There's a little bit of that. Once in a while, we'll have a tech update from Superfan James.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't listen to another episode this year, tune in for the Halloween special.
That's right.
We're quite proud of the Halloween specials.
Yeah.
We do a special show on Halloween every year, and we'd love for you to check that out. Paul's been working pretty hard on it since February.
Yeah, since February, honestly.
Are there any other things you would like to bring up to tell me how to do my job?
I'm not going to tell you again how to do your job.
Well, okay then. All right. Well, all that having been said, I just want to say this. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson. And nothing
you
just heard,
you just heard, you just heard.
What's true? What's true? What's true? What's true? What's true?
That's what we keep inside our minds. That's what we keep inside our minds.
That's what we keep inside our minds. think you know people and then you don't. Then you wonder, have I met them before? But it doesn't matter. You're just information. That's what we keep inside our heads.